This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Mark Fogel is home on U.S. soil. He arrived last night and went to the White House around 10:30. Mark is a Butler native and resident of the Oakmont area. 3.5 years he has spent in a Russian prison for a minute amount of medical marijuana. He was targeted by the Russians to be used as a prisoner pawn.
Absolutely right. Here's what he said in the Oval Office, one of the comments to reporters.
I love our country, and I'm so happy to be back here. And I wish I could articulate it better.
Choking with emotion.
I can't imagine the joy that man feels, thinking, I'm sure at times, this may never happen after being sentenced 14 years in a labor camp.
My God.
And so, finally, late last year, he was designated as wrongfully detained. There was a tremendous effort, and Donald Trump told his mother in Butler when he was there for the rally, where he almost lost his life. Before the rally began, he told Melvin, Fogel's mother, "I'll get him out."
Yeah. And here's her comment about that. This is what she was talking about, the meeting that she had with him in that VIP tent before the rally in Butler.
He said, he went like this, "If I get in," he said, "I'll get him out." He went like that about three times. And I said, "Well, you've got to remember his name." And he spoke his name. And I think he really has been pushing for this.
And this is what the president said about that last night.
"We got him home, and he's healthy. He looks good, actually. To me, you look damn good, I'll tell you that."
And in typical Pittsburgh fashion, he is seen in the White House with an American flag draped around his neck and holding an Iron City beer. That's Pittsburgh.
Yes, it is.
And so there's continuing reaction from his family. And, of course, the hot interview will be a sit-down with Mark Fogel as he settles in and tries to acclimate to a normal life, which, for him, imagine just something as simple as being at home, something as simple as going to a baseball game here in the spring, just to be in America with his family and friends. Can't imagine the joy they are appreciating here today.
And now there's a silver lining on this story, too, that comes with it. The comment that the president made last night in that same get-together with the gaggle with reporters.
"I think we've made great progress on the war also. Getting the war, I want to get the war ended."
Yes, and he said that another American will be coming home today. So we don't know what wheels are turning and what levers are being pulled behind the scenes to get this done. But boy, if they could announce an end to that war in Ukraine, would that be something?
And Russia has just announced about that swap, that it is a swap. So we'll get the details as soon as they're available on who they're exchanging for. But regardless, Mark Fogel is home. Heading out this morning, some concerns about the weather. There's some light snow. And Paul, when you and I came in, by the time we got to the city, there was enough to just put a skim coat of snow.
It was a dusting. It was kind of blowing around on the road surface.
However, it could have started as freezing drizzle, which would have been a lot more problematic. So there are a few slick spots out there, but there's not much precipitation now. We anticipate there will be more, and mostly in the form of rain later today. As I look at the radar, southwest You can see an area of rain. And down in the south, from New Orleans to Atlanta, Georgia, their concerns also include tornadoes.
Haven't they been through enough?
Which we don't have to worry about here today. But there is a chance for freezing rain east and north of the city of Pittsburgh. We're going to be in the green part, which means indicated rain on radar here in the Pittsburgh area. So that's good news. But yeah, if you are traveling east or far north of I-80, you may encounter some freezing rain later today.
I'd like
too.
To just throw in, too, Larry, that right now it appears the majority of the rain is falling in southern Westmoreland County. So if you're going to be driving along I-70, there's something to keep in mind.
It's a hockey night in Canada. Tonight, this Four Nations tournament, which includes Canada, Sweden, the USA, and Finland, will begin at 8 o'clock tonight with a game in Montreal with our captain, Sidney Crosby, playing for his home nation against Sweden. And then tomorrow night, it will be the USA taking on Finland. And then they'll move to the Garden in Boston next week, starting on President's Day Monday. That's a 1 o'clock game. And for you, Paul, because of, and me too, because it's tough to stay up on a work night, especially when face-offs at 8 o'clock, you have Saturday with a game at 1 and then a game at 8. So you got Finland, Sweden, and the USA and Canada at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
I love these tournaments. I think they're wonderful. Unfortunately, sometimes people are injured, and that's a sad thing for, you know, teams that are looking to make the playoffs and missing an important player. But this competition is really good.
And you hope it, certainly an injury doesn't happen. But all these players I saw interviewed last night, including Sid, seem very excited to be participating because they know you're looking at the cream of the crop.
These are the best from each of these four countries.
These are the best players on earth in a head-to-head competition. And good luck to our captain, Sidney. And, of course, we want the USA to win, don't we?
Yeah, it's kind of like a World Cup of hockey on one level.
Yeah, miniature version. And that's what people are talking about. Stop me up! Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. Audacy. And it is your gateway to great audio. Crystal clear digital sound. Especially, you need to hear every word of our talk show hosts. Marty Griffin, 10 to 2. Colin Dunlap, 2 to 6. And, of course, the effervescent Rob Pratt.
Effervescent.
Wherever great sound is sold. But this is free. It's a free app. Imagine when we get a chance at some point to talk to Mark Fogle. I have a lot of questions, like everybody would, and respect the fact that in the moment, when asked what conditions were like inside the Russian prison, he said he wasn't ready to talk about it.
And that says everything.
Yeah. And certainly wouldn't press him on it until he is ready, but I am curious what kept him going, you know, in his mind. Thoughts of his family and friends and coming home. And can't imagine that moment when he stepped off that plane last night on the tarmac.
What a tremendous sense of relief it must have been because, you know, we talked last hour about his arrest. An informant told the police that he would have that small amount of medical marijuana. They went to the airport to arrest him knowing that he no longer had diplomatic immunity. He did not have a diplomatic passport anymore. And he was returning to, you know, continue his teaching job. And they knew who they were looking for, just like they knew with Brittany Griner and others that they've arrested and made into political pawns.
Right.
That's exactly what it was. And can you imagine how terrifying it would be to be caught up in something like that and then to find out after your arrest that you're not only guilty, but of trafficking, drug trafficking. That's laughable. And for that small amount of medical marijuana, and then to find out you're going to do 14 years in prison.
In a hard labor camp. Yeah. And you have back issues.
That's it's just outrageous.
It is.
And thank God he's home.
Hey, that was great news yesterday, by the way, for everybody. Whether you know, obviously Most people don't know Mark, but most people have heard of the story.
Well, we all know him now, don't we?
And all those people who contributed to keep his name on the radar screen and locally, our elected officials, both sides of the aisle. It's nice when people come together to support an important cause like this one. Do you get enough sleep? Feeling sleepy? This is a great question for the crowd this hour.
And what is enough sleep, Larry?
A new report from, of all people, IKEA shows that people in China get the most sleep at night, an average of 7 hours. Now, you've always heard you need 8 hours of sleep. So even the people who claim to get the most sleep in the world are still an hour short.
I've heard it said that was 7 to 8 would be good, but I rarely get more than 7. Last night it was 6 hours and 44 minutes.
Indonesia and Egypt came in second and third. The U.S. and Norway came in dead last on the list. Worldwide, people are missing out on about an hour and 20 minutes of sleep per night on average, and that's the good people. People worry about money. Mothers of young children obviously worried about the kids. That's natural and normal. They get less sleep than the global average. So all in, new moms get the less restful sleep because they're on call.
Does it say there how much we're averaging in the U.S.?
Yeah, it says, let's see, about 5 hours, 5.5 hours.
Okay. So, well, I'm doing better than that.
Yeah, well, you're very disciplined, and you live alone, so you don't have the distractions of...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, teenagers running around or, you know, the anxieties that come with that part. So, yeah, I'm glad you take advantage of it because it's important. You need to be on your game early.
So can we circle back to Mark Vogel for a second?
Please.
You and I have been talking about how cool it was that he had an Iron City beer in one hand in the Oval Office. But our friend Dr. Kevin Wong just filled me in that
he was wearing a Steelers hat.
Yeah, that's great.
That is so classic Pittsburgh. And when I first saw the video of him in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's in, you know, a very presidential suit and tie, and next to him is Mark with that American flag around his neck. I'm like, what's he holding?
It's a beer.
Iron City beer can.
I love it.
Now, if you're the Iron City beer people, what do you do with that?
I mean, that is multi-million dollar marketing genius right there. And like I said, I want the story. How did it get to the White House? Who came up with the idea? Who handed it to him? I want to know the background on that one.
Who got Mark Vogel in Iron City? Hey, Mark, welcome back. Marty Griffin coming up 10 until 2. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. And I look up on TV, and what do I see? First alert weather. I see meteorologist Mary Hours, and magically, we can bring her to you right now. Mary, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good. This happens to be the 32nd anniversary of the release of the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. And in that movie, every day is the same. We started this year with 21 straight days of measurable snow. This feels like winter for the first time in a long time. And we have kind of a mix potential here in the next 24 hours. What's going on?
Yeah, I feel like our temperatures have been all over the place, too. You know, we had a nice 60-degree day, and now it's just like a battle between the seasons. We're in the 40s, so that's why we're really seeing, you know, a lot of these wintry mix and freezing rain events, because it's still so cold at the surface. So when you get that, you have that warmer air aloft, you have that warm front that's moving in, we get that period of freezing rain. So today, starting at 1 o'clock and going until early tomorrow morning, we do have the potential for freezing rain again. Now, you know, it's one of those things where Pittsburgh really doesn't get much because that warm air rushes in so quickly. The temperatures warm up fast, but it's going to be things, it's basically going to be north of I-80, Laurel Highlands and Ridges in the mountains, where any rain that falls and it comes into contact with that surface of 32 degrees or below, you're getting some ice accumulation. And it really looks about a tenth of an inch of ice accumulation. We had two of these events before, And we did get a lot for the Laurel Highlands, but it doesn't look as bad as that. So we don't have that ice storm warning that we had before, right? So we just have that winter weather advisory. Still could have slick roads for sure, bridges and overpasses, freezing first. And that could be during the evening commute. So north of Pittsburgh especially, and if you're traveling east, you have to be very careful.
Mary, in terms of the timeline on this and the weather, the temperatures tracking, I imagine from what you're saying, we're going to be above freezing or higher for a period of several hours.
Yeah, Pittsburgh should be okay. Mostly just seeing rain. It's really going to be those areas north. You know, when you get to those high elevations and you get north of I-80, places like, you know, Du Bois, they're going to stay colder longer through late tonight. So it takes a while for the ground temperature to catch up with the air temperature in those areas. But Pittsburgh, I think we should be okay.
Well, good news. Pitchers and catchers report to Bradenton for spring training today. So a sign of spring. And we have 4.5 weeks until it's officially spring. And then I love when we change the clocks. You know, that's always so it's coming. But we've had some of the coldest air we've had in a decade.
Yeah, it's been really cold. And right now, I think for February, because we had that 60-degree day, we are still above normal for the month so far. But, I mean, January, we ended over 5 degrees below average. We still have some cold air coming our way for the end of February, trending below average for our temperatures. And I think it starts on Monday. So it's going to be some more cold weather on the way.
Mary Hours, look for her on KDK TV. We appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Mary, thank you.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right. Meteorologists everywhere. I tend to gravitate to meteorologists, Paul.
Larry, is it your feeling that from what we're looking at the forecast, that this is going to be a steady period of rain or kind of off and on?
Well, once it arrives, it should be steady because there's a pretty substantial rain shield that's coming. If you look to the west, look southwest on your radar. In the meantime, because of that, there's some concerns. Now, this isn't going to affect Pittsburgh, but from New Orleans to Atlanta, there could be tornadoes.
This evening, we could be seeing a threat for tornadoes as far west as New Orleans, as far east as Atlanta. And so that storm is going to be moving through with a lot of heavy rain. So even if you don't get damaging wind or a tornado, you could be seeing the potential for flooding. And that's the other concern about that southern tail of the storm.
And wow, look at this radar. Yeah. Larry, you said look to the south and west.
Yep.
So we've got like a number of states, basically Oklahoma, parts of northern Louisiana, then up into Mississippi, Tennessee, the Carolinas, and Virginia. That entire line, that arc from southwest to northeast, that's a large amount of rain falling in that area right now.
Yeah, so we actually won't experience quite as much. We're on the northern part of this system. So that's the latest. And I mentioned pitchers and catchers report to Bradenton today. That's the official start of spring training. And I happened to run into the bench coach, Don Kelly, who's in his sixth season. He's the right-hand man for Derek Shelton, the manager.
I've always wondered what the bench coach does.
That's a great question.
Let's get into that sometime.
Yeah, and he was excited about, obviously, you know, getting underway because they get very excited to be there. And obviously we have one of the best pitchers in baseball. And I know all the negativity that surrounds the way they have finished every year, but you always hope. That's what's fun about spring, right? You're looking to the future and you're hoping that somehow they'll figure it out and there will be a change. But Don Kelly is from Mount Lebanon, played first for the Pirates, and then eventually ended up with Jim Leland in Detroit, where he played every position, including one game he pitched. And Jim Leland loved Don Kelly because he was one of those guys like that could do it all. And
I'll say
Don Kelly is going to be a major league manager. I know he's had opportunities already, but he's one of ours, you know. And he's married to Neil Walker's sister, Carrie. So Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And he actually played for the Pirates before Neil did. And he's a great guy. Great, great guy. So we wish and hope for the best for the Pirates as pitchers and catchers report.
And when do you report, by the way? When are you headed down there?
I don't know. I got to find another good excuse to go. March for spring training. Let's see. What's the temperature right now in Bradenton? 65, looking for a high of 80 in crystal clear skies. There's a reason people go there in the winter.
Nice.
Right after the news at the top of this hour, which includes details of Mark Fogle's return to the USA. We're going to talk to Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, who is now working with 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. One of those, Greene County, has some initiatives. That'll be part of our discussion. We'll also talk about that process of bringing Mark Fogle home. Yesterday, more information coming out of the private plane collision involving Motley Crue singer Vince Neil's girlfriend. It happened on a runway in Scottsdale, Arizona, when Neil's Learjet slammed into a larger park jet after the landing gear appeared to snap off the plane. Neil's girlfriend suffered 5 broken ribs. The pilot was killed, apparently, instantly, and the 64-year-old rocker was not on board.
We have one fatality still in one of the planes. They were dead on arrival.
Our thoughts and prayers for the individuals on the aircraft. It's certainly a tragedy that occurred.
And the video shows it veering off the runway after landing.
It happened at the most critical phase of landing, right after it came down, right after touchdown on the runway. One of the gear collapsed, and when it was moving at that speed, very difficult to control a plane when it's...
Yeah, and you can see it.
You can just see on the video.
On the video, you could see it coming. And some people have said, are there more, obviously, with the number of air disasters that occurred in a short period of time, it just seems like hopefully an aberration, because overall, air safety has been extraordinary for many, many years.
I'm not sure the exact layout in Scottsdale, but I think anybody who's been to an airport or been on a plane leaving an airport can see how much room there is, how much space there is between runways and taxiways and tarmacs. So this plane was traveling at such a high rate of speed that none of that mattered.
Right. Just after landing, a Lear jet, which is a smaller aircraft, certainly than anything you would see, a passenger aircraft.
It was a Lear jet that went down in Philadelphia, Larry.
Yes.
Yeah.
A medical Lear jet in that case that went straight down and created an 8-foot crater on a street in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there are some other things we'll be covering this morning. One of those, obviously, getting more and more information about Mark Fogle, his family, and what's going on here. And on the lighter side, you're a dog fan.
Hey, the giant schnauzer won it.
How about that? The Westminster Dog Show.
I haven't got around to that one. I want to put it in a newscast.
Yeah, every year it's kind of interesting to see what dog ends up being, you know, best in show. So if you have, people love this thing. Did you ever see the movie? It's called Best in Show.
Oh yeah,
it's hilarious.
It sure is,
because it's what they call a mockumentary, and it's really kind of a tongue-in-cheek look at people involved, in this case, the dog show, who are participants, the judges.
If you're thinking of a mockumentary, one that comes to mind to help people, maybe if you've seen This is Spinal Tap, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so what's the name of that kind of dog?
The Giant Schnauzer.
Sounds like something you have to rub with a rag with some type of... I'm sorry, I have a giant schnauzer. Well, good for you. 655 at KDKA.